What's new at the House of Destiny Network?
I believe that America has been charged with a fire that they never dreamed that they would have, a fire that would bring them to a place where they would prophesy to the atmosphere, where they would prophesy to the demonic powers. We call it to go right up to the White House and raise up righteousness. Where your educational system will be, are you listening to me? Possessed by the Holy Spirit. Where your legal system will be possessed by the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you tonight that the reason that you are here is because God's going to take you and send you to the dark places, because that's where the treasure is.
To be. And if you think about this, there's a finite number of people alive together at the same time. And we are the people, we are the souls that God chose to be alive in this moment. And He's going to use us. He's going to use us. You know, He created each of us to do something in particular. So we shouldn't be, oh, I'm upset because I couldn't be this, that, or the next thing. Well, God's chosen something for you.
For those who may think, is there a God? Isn't there a God? When you see these prophecies and you listen to my dad, he was very clear that God was telling him that this was a prophetic thing in which God was using him to be a voice to a nation, to a generation, and God can use you too.
And I think there's two questions that have to be asked when looking at anything. The first question is this cultural movability or is it moral immovability? Mm-hmm. So when we look at the book of Timothy, for instance, and there were women being told to keep quiet or silent in church, there was a cultural context behind that.
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing not the word of the mainstream media, not the word of religious preaching, not the words of heresies and doctrines of man, not what's going on throughout social media. No, our faith comes by hearing the word of God.
We here in Israel, we are on survival mode ever since the Jews started to return back home.
Yes.
So we're not going to sleep. Yes, we'll take any period of time that there'll be hudnas, which is ceasefires,
yes,
to train and to practice and to drill, but we are ready.
So God's not silent. His Spirit still reveals, directs, and confirms through visions and through dreams, not, get this now, not to replace His Word, but to awaken His people to deeper wisdom, revelation, and sensitivity.
And truth. And there is a place beyond the veil. There is a place for me.
Anybody sing, there is a place for me.
And there is a place for me.
Lift your hands and say,
there is a place for me.
Now sing it to him, there is a place for you, my heart.
There is a place for you. There is a place for you. There is a place. There is a place for you.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Code Breakers Live. I am so glad to be back. I'm just reposting that I'm live on X right now. We are live. There we go. So that's gone on X. Hi, everyone. You know what? I so missed you guys last week. It was really weird for me to, because we did the broadcast, as you know, from that beautiful church, Gateway. On Mount Zion, I think that's I'm saying the name right. It was the most beautiful church that I have ever, one of the most beautiful churches. One of the most beautiful churches. And it was, I don't know if you guys could see, those of you who watched it last week, that the where the stage is at the church behind are these beautiful windows, and you just see the Rocky Mountains behind. And they said that sometimes bald eagles will fly by and stuff. So it was just such a blessing. And it was sort of like, you know, we traveled so much and moved around so much that, you know, I technically have a hometown in Durban, South Africa, but then also Dallas, Texas. But growing up in the 80s, my dad traveled all through America, and myself and my sister Jacqueline, who's here today, we were little kids, and my parents just took us with them everywhere. And one of the places we would go was Denver, Colorado, and with Charlotte Kronk and her husband Marvin, and Marlon and Charlotte Bender, and Mary Jane, all those people, so many other families, Art and Pat, and you know, we spent a lot of time there when I was a child. And so it was sort of like the feeling you get when you go visit your hometown and everything's different, and some people have passed away and all the story. So that's kind of what it was like being there. And after church and everything on Sunday, I went and visited some people, and one of them, Mary Jane, took me to her house, and she had video of my dad in 1985. He had a full beard, no gray in it, and the fro. And I remember him with the fro because his hair is like, you see me complain about my hair. His was wild and it was so curly. And I just remember him with a hair dryer, just trying to blow dry it so it would just do what he wanted it to do. And those are the memories that came back to me when I was watching this video of him. And he was all alone at a piano. He was in he didn't have the jacket on. He had a suit shirt with a tie, but his pants were like sort of, it was all 80s. It was so 80s. And it stirred up much emotion in me, a lot, because Charlotte Kronk also has passed away. So many of these people that were integral in forming who I am as a person today. And so it was quite the experience, but I definitely missed you guys. I missed being here at my desk. And I'm just going to have a look and see who's joined us. Gatlinburg, oh, one of my favorite places. Mississippi.
I was a police officer. Larry was a police officer in 1985. Oh, Larry, you were. Where were you, Larry?
That must have been interesting.
Portugal. Welcome. Welcome. Those of you coming from Portugal today. I can't read your username. Hi, Strumming. West Virginia Mountain Mama. I'm so glad you guys are here. I was born over 50 years ago. I get it. Indiana. Well, I'm almost there. I'm 45. I will, in 1 week from today, I will be 46. It's my birthday in a week. Indiana, Minnesota, Missouri, Detroit, and that's Southwest Michigan. My friends, today, this is what we are talking about. Dearborn in particular. New Hampshire, Kentucky, Las Vegas, Georgia, Texas. And Texas, we're going to talk about Southern Illinois. Oh, talking about Illinois. California, Alabama, Florida. Oh, Saudi. Whoa. I was about to say Saudi Arabia. No. I sent Christy about Saudi Arabia. I have not seen it. Florida Beach, Mom. I will look. Denver was just there. And the weather was lovely. It wasn't too cold. Denver is so flat. It's like you see the magnificent Rocky Mountains. And then Denver is just everything at the foot of the mountains and back is just flat. And the sun was so bright. We landed and I actually flew, you guys. I flew. I got a direct flight, though, and everything went smoothly. I prayed and prayed and prayed. And the prayers worked. But we didn't have any problems with the flights either. No delays, no cancellations. None of that happened. But it was so flat and the sun was so bright that even my sunglasses, I couldn't see. It was terrible. That was the only thing I didn't like. And, you know, the city's pretty run down. But you know what? There's a lot of cities across this country that are pretty run down. You know, there's a lot of areas in America that really need some restoration. And no, there was no snow there was in the mountains. It rained while I'm gonna keep doing this to this pen. I'm gonna put it away. I'm gonna keep clicking the pen. Florida Beach Mom has been looking at Florida prophecies. I haven't done that in a while. I need to go and do that. Madeira Island. I don't know where that is. I'm jumping into the middle of a conversation there, I think. Hello, House of Destiny chat. Rosemarie is back. Regina. Hi, guys. Winifred on X. Hi, Winifred. You're always there. So we had a great service there in Golden, Colorado is where it is. And they just treated me so well. They had gifts and food for me in the hotel room. We had a wonderful lunch afterwards. We're definitely on the same page. My dad prophesied over the pastors, David and Dee Dee. And at the time that he prophesied over them, they had a successful business, I think construction or something like that. And he told them they were going to be pastors. And they were like, oh, he's a false prophet. He must be. We will never do that. And now they are. And they have an amazing church. And the praise and worship was fantastic. Absolutely awesome. Of course, Mary Jane traveled, played alongside my dad, lived with us for a while when I was about 12 or 13. And she can play that piano, boy. She's missing a finger, too. And she can play that piano. She's going to come here and visit us in a week or two. Thank you so much, Dale B. J6. Are you January 6er, Dale? Praying for you guys. $100. Thank you so much for your gift. That means so much. You know, if you guys hadn't supported this ministry for all these years, nobody would know these prophecies. If you guys had not supported us, President Trump would never have heard those prophecies. I want you to understand that. Because the whole thing about churches and offerings, and it's become such a uncomfortable and tense sort of topic because there's been abuses, obviously, and things like that. But there's always going to be abuses of things. It doesn't make it bad. And God has set up a system for us to support one another. And I am looking at what is happening across America. There is an infiltration of radicalized Islam across this country to take over. They cannot take the country on militarily, so they have infiltrated from within. Now, I'm going to show you, we want to look at some prophecies today. You have a pink Kim Clement t-shirt. You know, I made all those shirts and I don't have any of them. I couldn't figure. As a creator, there's a special way that you purchase the shirts. They give you a discount, and I've never been able to figure it out. It has never worked, so I don't have any of those shirts. But they are so cool. They're really cute. I'm very proud of myself for what I created. It's in my Teespring shop, if anybody wants to know. If you go to my YouTube channel, Donna Clement Petrushka, my name, just go to my channel. Subscribe to that channel. I'm going to be putting some videos up this week. I keep saying I'm going to do it, but I'm actually got something I'm working on. But I have a Teespring account in there, and like a year or two ago, I went in there and made some really cool t-shirts. And everybody likes them. I just, so, but the point I was making is, you know, God has set up a system so that we can support one another and survive. And that's actually what, like, if you look at the technical side of an offering, that's what it is. Okay, so the community comes together. They say, we need a place to worship. And so this person's going to pastor it, or the pastor comes. I'm going to pastor the church, lead the church, whatever. And then everybody says, okay, we need a place to do that. And this is, of course, you have to understand, without the internet, and most of you watching know the world, what it was like before, you have to have a place to go. Well, that has to be maintained, paid for. There has to be a nice place for you to be able to gather. And we want to do it in a way that honors God, you know, as best we can. And so we all put in and support one another in order to sustain our gathering place. Well, now we have the internet. The same thing's going on. It's just virtual. And it's not a bad thing. It's not a crooked thing. Everybody is agreeing together. We want this to happen. We want this place. We want to gather here. So we're all going to contribute what we can. And there's no price on it, because it's whatever you can. And so, you know, if all you have is a dollar, at least you're putting that in, and you are contributing to that way of worshiping God together. So how are we going to gather in a building, on the internet, wherever it is? And there's nothing wrong with that. And, you know, that was always something I struggled with, because you see pastors who are wealthy, and then you think, oh, well, they must have done something wrong. Well, some of them did. But some of them, you know, if your church is big enough, and it's successful, and enough people want to come there, you have more people contributing, you make the building nicer, you make it bigger, you make it accommodate. And let's say your pastor makes a living and he's wise with what he makes. Let's say he's wise. He invests wisely. He buys a property, he takes care of it, and he keeps it for 20 years and then sells it and makes a profit. And then everyone's like, oh, how dare he? But he was wise. So you do have people who abuse that and are excessive. And of course, we've seen that and we know that's wrong. It's very easy for you to tell. And so then you don't contribute to that, because you're like, well, I don't like what that's shady. But that doesn't mean it's wrong to do it. And it's really important. Like, if anybody ever blesses me, I give toward that, because that's where the good fruit is. And I need that fruit in my life. And so I'm just bringing that up because we see this invasion of Islam into the West, and it's not just in America, it's in Europe. It's happened all over the world, and they have no trouble supporting one another. There are mosques, we've talked about this, there are mosques going up crazy all over Texas. Where are they getting the money? Okay, we know some of the funding is coming via government, and there's some theft going on. But they don't mind supporting one another, and you don't see them complaining about it. And I'm bringing this up because this is happening not just in the form of the offering or financial, but in every way. They are solid. And the reason that they are successful and they've been successful so far is because we are not. We are not, and we have to strengthen that. we have to be able to say, okay, we recognize when someone is doing something wrong and we call it out and we deal with it in a biblical way. The Bible is very clear on how you deal with things. It's given us the everything we need is in the Word. And so what is happening? Oh, thanks, babe. My husband just sewed. Thanks, babe. Oh, I see some other people have as well. Thank you so much. You guys, this is exactly the point. And like I'm saying, if you had not supported us when my dad died, those prophecies would never have reached the Trumps. It would never have reached the administration. And that's really important that at this time, Donald Trump has a prophetic voice in his ear. And it doesn't matter that my dad is no longer with us. And so I have to say this as well today. Today is November 23rd. And on this day, 9 years ago, my dad died. And I've just been thinking about it all morning. And I'm trying not to go in my mind to that moment because it was very hard. It was not what I expected to happen. And it was one of the greatest heartbreaks of my life. And the anniversary of that is today. So I want to just honor my dad. And I'm not going to, I don't have a big production. I don't have a fancy video. I just want to say that I'm so honored to be in this extraordinarily unique position and one that I never thought I would be in. I would never have imagined myself doing what I'm doing right now. And it was my father's death that forced me into this position that is uncomfortable for me. But God did this to me. You want to talk about gold in the fire? I saw you guys talking about it. I played that for that church. And you know, the funny thing is, I didn't know anything about the church before I went. I knew Mary Jane went there. I didn't even know the name of it, actually. Or the story, anything. I didn't know. I just went in there blind. And I prayed before I went. And I had put together my list of prophecies that I wanted to use because I was going to present them. And I prayed before I went. And I said, okay, God, this is one thing I did know is Mary Jane was part of their worship team. And I thought, you know, if she's part of the worship team, then... you know, that's kind of probably an important part. There's probably a good worship team because she's good. And so I prayed and I said, okay, I want to play a song for them. One of my dad's songs. Because nobody could worship like him. I mean, and so, it was like, okay, God, what am I going to play? Gold in the Fire. And I thought, well, I played Gold in the Fire often, but it was no, Gold in the Fire. So I did the presentation, and many of you saw it last week, and then I played Gold in the Fire for them to close. And what they told me afterwards is that I said to them, I talked to them about why I chose the song, you know, because, you know, gold. And, you know, over there, that was where the gold mining was happening. That's why it's called Golden, I think. But that's all the gold stuff was happening up there. In the mountains. And I said, you know, when you find gold, it's very rough. You know, you find little nuggets and little pieces of it. And it takes being forged through fire in order to be formed into something beautiful, like a piece of jewelry or something. And so I thought, well, I explained that to them. And then we played the song. And afterwards, the pastors told me that their church actually had burned down at one point. And, I can't remember what, only a couple of things survived and they showed them to me. One of them was a picture of a lion. I think they have a copy of the Torah there as well that survived. And so I didn't know that there had been a fire at their church. And so the gold, them being in Golden, Colorado, and the fire that happened at their church, it ended up being the perfect song. The Dove in the Clouds, yes. Actually, my husband is thinking about painting a dove next. Ooh, listen, Christmas is coming, guys. Bali, could you put up the picture? Can I do it? That's the new Jesus. Put John's email up. Christmas is coming, so if you guys want to get any of these paintings, he's been selling out of them like crazy. Actually, when we went to to Colorado last week. He was just giving them away at the church. But if you want one of these, the only way to get them, it's very exclusive. Our ministry is not selling this. We have nothing to do with it. It's just my husband. And if you want one of his paintings, you have to email him directly, and then he will get one of them to you, or two or three. There's three now. There's technically four. He did a Mary as well, but I don't have images of it, and he hasn't really advertised it too much. Now put the other one up with the gold lion and Jesus, Lou. So that's the new Jesus. This is the first Jesus that he did, and the lion that he did. So this is our whole year of beautiful art and images that have come out of prophetically what has happened this year, especially with the lion. And you guys, of course, were all witness to that. So if you want to get one, Christmas is coming, email my husband. Okay, let's keep going. So I think we'll play Gold in the Fire at the end today. But I want to show you guys, we can go over to X now, Lou. Actually, no, let's play the 9/11 prophecy first. So one thing that was great about last weekend is that I was able to just go as long as I wanted. They didn't stop me. Now, if you guys have seen me on the Reawaken America tour a couple weeks ago when I was at His Glory, no matter where I go, it's usually some kind of an event with multiple speakers, and so I will have a time limit. And that makes it really difficult, because oftentimes there's multiple topics I need to hit, and you know, it's I have things I want to say, and I'll be limited to 20 minutes or 30 minutes or 15 minutes sometimes, and that can be very difficult, because then what do I show them? But what was so great about last weekend in Colorado is that they did not do that to me, so I was able to go through an entire list. I think I had 17 videos. And I just went through them all. But when I did that, and I was able to do that, to just run through them, it is incredible. Incredible. It's amazing. I was blown away, because even myself, going through them and watching them quietly when I'm at home or whatever, it's not the same as when you're up presenting something and you got to know what you're going to say. And it's so clear. All I have to do is have a list of those prophecies and start playing them, and I know exactly what to say, and I know, and the point is there, and I'm not making the point. God is making the point through time, through my dad, who is past, then it's coming through me. It is the most extraordinary thing, and you know, it's so difficult to try to, you know, if you guys understand, Christians usually understand, but not all the time, and so to try to even present this to someone who doesn't know at all anything about the prophetic or what's going on, it gets difficult. But, he should do a painting of my dad. Babe, you need to do a painting of my dad. That actually would be great. Lou has approached.
I just want to throw in a little plug here for Prophetic Rewind before you play the prophecy.
Okay, sure.
Last Monday, you guys saw in the beginning of this that we did a little snippet of what we have on Prophetic Rewind for last Monday. And tomorrow, Kim was at the TBN studios both times. He's talking about the prophetic, especially tomorrow's broadcast. He actually explains what the prophetic is.
It's so important.
It's so important, and it's so powerful. So please tell everybody, share it. The minute you see it up on our website, the minute you see it anywhere, share it. People need to understand what the prophetic is. His teachings are so great. So because you just mentioned about how important the prophetic is, your dad's teaching about it at the TBN studio. So
we need to know what's going on, really. So don't miss Prophetic Rewind tomorrow. That'll be up wherever you're watching right now. Come back here. It will be up tomorrow, Prophetic Rewind. And if you missed last week, watch it. Because this whole year, we have gone in date order from the oldest digitized footage that we have. And we just went through by date. I think what year did we start in, Lou? Was it 96, 95? There's a QR code. If you use QR codes, if you don't, just search Prophetic Rewind. You can see it. And that was the first show on our network that I started. And Lou and I did that after my dad died. So we're talking like 2017, from the beginning. And you can become a Vault partner. I encourage you to do that because you will have access to the School of the Prophets, where my dad officially like put together a teaching series on the prophetic and what he was doing and what was going on. And it's all biblical. I want you to understand too that was the most important thing to my dad. He was not trying to make some kind of a cult. He was not diverting from the word of God. Everything he did was biblical and aligned as it should be. Okay, so we're going to have a look at the 9/11 prophecy. Can you find it without me, Lou? Video 5. Let's look at that again.
There has been a terrorist act and will be another. For the Spirit of the Lord says America will retaliate. But God says even as they retaliate with natural weapons of war, and they say we will go to the place of the East and we will go and we will bring them down for what they did to our people as they flew in the air over Long Island. But the Spirit of the Lord says another will take place. But God says the retaliation will not be right. It will not be of my Spirit. It will be a wrong decision. But God says the saints of the Lord, of the Most High God, will begin to pray. And yet God says, I will strike down the God of the East. I will bring something to pass very soon. I have told you about it. The very God of the East, the very King of the East, the very Prince of the East, the one that waged a war against America, and spoke about the mother of wars. For God says, this is going to be the mother of wars. It's going to be the mother of wars.
Okay, you can turn it off.
It's going to be the mother of wars.
Okay. It goes on there with a text exchange with President Trump, and that's an older video I put together a long time ago. Have you guys seen Dearborn? Because that's where he prophesied that from. You know the Dearborn, Michigan? I'm going to show you. Go to my X page. Let's have a look at Dearborn. Let's go down. That's Minneapolis, Chicago, Minneapolis, Dearborn, New York. What's happening, guys? Exactly what was prophesied. But I have good news, because Dad prophesied that the warriors of the new millennium, that's us, would be the ones who would take on the beast of the East. That's Islam and communism. Okay? He prophesied 9/11 from Dearborn, Michigan in 1996. He had the Gathering of the Dangerous. You guys know the story. Okay, so let's look at Dearborn, Michigan today. Did you hear about the bikers that were going to show up? I think that happened back in May. The bikers were going to Dearborn. And so you think about the warriors of the new millennium. My dad prophesied the warriors of the new millennium in 1993. He had an experience where he broke his wrist. It was very intense. He almost died. But he had this vision of the warriors of the new millennium, and they were not churched, but they were Christians. So they had tattoos, they had piercings. They did not look like a traditional Christian would look, but they were the ones that God was going to use to fight this beast of the East. And so when you see people that don't look like they would be Christians, but there they are proclaiming the name of Christ because they're faced with this. This is Dearborn. That's Dearborn, Michigan today. You can see why would he prophesy that from Dearborn, Michigan? So I'm scrolling through. Here's the biker.
folks yelling, nobody agreeing on nothing. So here's my call. Every biker rides in, parks in a perfect grid, engines idling, just sitting there till things calm down. Share this, download it, repost it everywhere. Patriots, listen up.
Okay, so think about the Warriors of the New Millennium. 40 years ago, those of you who were alive then, would you have thought that God was going to use that guy and his buddies? But we are in a situation now in which that is what is happening. So there's one of your warriors. He's ready to go over there. Well, I guess that's not, is this, what is this now? That's not real. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that particular video is not real. It doesn't matter. The bikers, I know in May there was a whole thing with the bikers. Does anyone know about the bikers? I only started really seeing, I remember hearing it, but I wasn't paying attention at the time. I just want to make sure. Isn't that pretty? Look how beautiful that is. That's in England. England is another place. It's been overrun. Muslim Brotherhood stole $500 million from Gaza donations. Really? Qatar pumps billions into universities to help Muslim Brotherhood weaken the U.S. Of course, in Nigeria, you see what's happening. The 300 girls were abducted. And then, of course, we've got Mom Dani visited Trump.
I went to a Catholic school and took all the kids.
Yes, they took the children in Nigeria. It's we just keep praying for them. I don't know what to do. If I were to up and go to Nigeria, what would I do? This is where the problem is. I would if I knew I could do something. But I mean, you put me in Nigeria, I'm going to get killed in 5 minutes. I'm not surviving. You put me in any Muslim country, I will not last 5 minutes. So, and that tells you a lot, because they're coming here and nobody's hurting them. But these two.
Making buses fast and free is a centerpiece of our campaign.
Did you?
There is a bus that goes.
Well, but I know, but if you flew, that's a lot quicker too. You know, I mean, he's
seen the clips. It's not like what they said, but it was just interesting because he was all talk about Trump, wasn't he? He's going to take him down and all this. And then Trump, so wise. People are like, oh, he's not cool with any of it. Trump is wise, because what he did was he invited him to the White House. Well, he accepted. When he wanted to come to the White House, and he was nice and he joked around with him and he said, I want you to succeed because I want New York to succeed. So how can we help you? That was a brilliant move. I hope that everybody else can see what I saw.
Did you see
40 years ago, you would never have, Kate C. would never have imagined the bikers, but got saved at a biker's church. Excellent.
The thing that got me was when
We have warnings about Saudi Arabia.
The Nazi comment and Trump's like, it's okay.
No, he didn't. Yeah, he said a despot. He said, I've been cold. It's okay. It's okay. Don't worry. No, just call me names. Beautiful. That was beautiful. You guys, beautiful how Trump handled that. Sometimes I don't know, but this time Trump really did a great job. I'm going to go back. I'm sorry if I'm making you dizzy. So we have Dearborn. I think I made my point. And we have more on Dearborn as I scroll here. It's also happening in Minneapolis. Let's have a look here.
The Somali community here.
Chief asks for forgiveness because he exposed the reality of Somali criminal activity.
The Somali community here in Minneapolis has been welcoming and has shown love towards me, and I appreciate it. Over the last 3 years, we have been working together to try and address some of the real serious problems that we have in our community. We have to be honest at times with the problems that we're having in our community, and we need our community to help us fix those problems together because it's real and it's serious. At the same time, if people have taken anything that I have said out of context in a way that's caused harm, I apologize and I'm sorry for that because that's not my intention at all.
Groveling. Don't do that for Americans. RFK Jr. says, when my uncle was president, fertility rate in this country was 3.5%. Today it's 1.6%. Okay, point of showing you this. They're coming here and having tons of kids. And our birth rate is lowering because they're saying, oh, you know, this is such a terrible world. You don't want to bring children into this world. Of course, they encourage abortion, all of these things. It is a plan. It is a plan. It is on purpose. I can't believe that was AI generated. That is really good. Eek. So here, this is in Dearborn. This guy, and I don't know who he is.
Jesus Christ is King of Dearborn, Michigan. Pick up your glasses and walk, America. Do not be asleep.
He was a January 6th, yeah, when they lie, it's called Takiya. And if you've been watching Analysis, Christy's been explaining that. Also, our partners get that. have a look at this.
If you're seeing this,
I hope some of
have you heard that the bikers,
that there's no
they're going to Dearborn? After we saw the brave Americans walk into Dearborn and the way that they were treated, the bikers are already there. If you're seeing this, the fights have already started to break out in one of their biggest parks. The local government is siding with Islam and calling this a racist attack by American bikers. This wasn't supposed to kick off.
None of this has anything to do with race. Nothing. Zero. Zero, 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 zero to do with race. Zero. They want to shout racism every time. It's got nothing. Zero. Zero to do with race.
Till tomorrow. But local bikers are already there with huge numbers of bikers on the way. They're going to barbecue pork in smokers and pull them with their motorcycles around all the neighborhoods. So they're saying, will the administration understand that Americans are not happy about what's happening in our country? Will they do something about it? Only time will tell. But we're going to get to a point where if the violence gets bad and the local police departments can't handle it, the mayor's going to call in the National Guard. Who will the National Guard side with? I guess only time will tell.
Very interesting. Yeah, they will not succeed. That is what my dad prophesied. I saw it in the comments. So I showed you that one. This lady, let's hear her.
Or in the UK. Is this reminiscent of anything that you've seen in London or in the UK?
Yeah, so I left the UK 10 years ago because I saw this taking over. Unfortunately, I don't believe that Islam is compatible with the West. And as much as they want to assimilate and respect the law of the land, their women are still covered. They still do not have as many rights as Western women. I don't feel safe in these communities if I was walking through there alone. I do feel safe in Poland. The problem is the governments, they don't stand up for the people of the country. So my family were in the UK for generations and we felt abandoned by our government. We felt as if they were protecting the asylum seekers and the migrants over the citizens, the natural born citizens of the United Kingdom. And as Muslim immigration, Islamic immigration has increased in Europe and the UK, so has the crime rates, so has rapes, murders, molestation of children. It's very dangerous, and unfortunately, their cultures are vastly different to ours. We need to be extremely careful how we tread and integrate Islam into the West, if at all. But personally, I think that it's happening too fast and at such a huge number that we're unable to actually control it. And we should be able to control our countries. These are our countries, first and foremost. Brits founded America. They brought over Western values. They brought the Constitution. The UK doesn't even have the Constitution, unfortunately, at this point. They are governed by the Human Rights Act from the UN, but that does not protect free speech. So really, the only place in the world that Christians are protected and your free speech is protected is America. And that's why I say God bless the Constitution and God bless America. Mm-hmm. This is the best country in the world.
Absolutely. And there's that's a testimonial from someone. This is more of, what was his name? Jake Lang. And he is, I mean, he's out there. There he is fighting. I don't want to, I'm not sure if there's bad language in some of these videos. So this is what's happening, by the way, this is what's happening in Dearborn, Michigan. And that's the point of me sharing this today, because where did he prophesy it from? 9/11, the beast of the east. You just heard it. Let's listen to this guy.
Our own country. For those who don't know, there was a group of Christians in Dearborn, Michigan last night, journalists, who were assaulted by Muslims yelling Allahu Akbar outside of the city hall. You could see the video for yourself.
This is not America. This is an insurgency. They are taking over our country. They're taking over our country.
For starters, what a pathetic bunch. The guy was looking away and then you ran into oncoming traffic. What a weak loser. Second, leftists online are doing what they always do in defending the people who hate them, but do they really understand what they're defending? In a majority Islamic nation, which there are over 50 of in the world, anybody who is not a practicing Muslim is what's known as a dhimmi. They are a secondary, a lower class citizens, typically referred to like Christians, for example. Now, these people deemed inferior by the state are forced to pay what's called a jizya, which is a special tax which grants them protection from the state that would persecute them otherwise. This is, of course, a moderate example where the state goes, you know, I guess if you pay us enough money, we won't murder you. The more extreme recent example would be Iran in the 1970s with the rise of Ayatollah Khomeini. He used secular people, he used feminists and leftists as the muscle behind his movement, and once he achieved power, once he consolidated his power, he said, we have no use for you, so if you are unwilling to convert to Islam, you will be executed. And that's exactly what he did. He executed 30,000 people during his reign and imposed crazy restrictions on people like women. So no, I won't apologize for calling it a virus. No.
There you go. I don't even have to speak. I can just show you the prophecy and play you clips. This guy.
Of President Trump's administration. Muslim in Dearborn, Michigan are openly saying they plan on destroying Americans' empire. Listen to this.
More of the message that should be sent to the people here, in that they have achieved victory. We haven't done anywhere near enough. And the people here, I promise you, we do feel ashamed. We do feel like we're not doing enough. We do feel like change needs to come, because change must come. And in the form that it must come is that this empire, the American empire, that's been hurting our people
since the beginning. Been hurting their people, their American
Western
empire.
Powers that have been hurting our people since the beginning, they must fall. And inshallah, inshallah, they will fall. And my message to the people of Gaza and the oppressed peoples across the world is that there are people here, both young and old, who are going to be willing to fight and are willing to put their lives and everything they can on the line.
So essentially what he is saying is that they have sleeper soldiers here on our U.S. soil willing to attack America. Why is this allowed? America needs to understand how common these sentiments are within our own border, okay? They are openly saying that they are going to destroy America. This cannot continue.
Openly. They're openly saying it. And I mean, I could show you 1,000 examples of that. Welcome to Dearborn, Michigan, located in the United States of America, where the main religion is Islam and the majority of the population is Muslim. That is why my dad, that's my God. My dad didn't know that. My dad didn't know that was going to happen. God showed him. He was obedient. He was bold. And he did what God told him to do. And he went where God told him to go. And God said, go to Dearborn. And he went to Dearborn and he labored there for years. He would go back to Dearborn over and over again and minister there and pray prophetically over the region, over the territory, because that's where it was needed. So the prophecy isn't just what he prophesied verbally, but where he went. So important. I tell you that all the time. The date too. 1996. It was the summer of 1996. Goes to Dearborn, Michigan, prophesies 9/11. Now, how many years later is it? 96, 2006, 2016. So almost 30 years ago. What are we going to do about this? Can't just leave that alone. That does not go away. That's not a problem that's going to stay. Oh, it's over there in Chicago. They have a problem with guns. It's the guns. Oh, you know, we need to be more accepting and we shouldn't be racist against. Stop. Just stop. Because like I said, none of this has anything to do with race. It has everything to do with religion, in particular one that is terrorizing the world. And they have infiltrated this country. They have put themselves into positions of power and authority in our government, and they are taking over the West. England, Paris, look at those countries. My dad went in 2015, before he had the stroke at the beginning of the year, he went to England and he went to Paris again. And he prophesied the cloud of Islam. Now, I have good news in that it's not going to succeed, but that's all I have. Like the little bits that God has given my dad and us. But that doesn't mean we sit back and say, okay, well, Kim prophesied everything was going to be okay, so I'm just going to chill and wait it out. No. Look, you don't need to be going out in the streets or anything like that, but you need to make sure that whenever an opportunity arises, you are taking that opportunity, however it may happen. Are you on a school board? Can you get involved somewhere there? Can you get yourself elected into a position that a Muslim is trying to get? Can you contribute to the right people who are doing something? Can you pray at home? Do you have a voice? Whatever you can do, do it. Within your mind that if we don't take care of this problem, it's going to consume us. And it is good. We will end up being Iran. This is Antichrist, by the way, too. So there's a whole thing going on in my mind and my spirit there about Antichrist because of their eschatology. I have another video, but before I do, Lou has approached.
Well, what's happening in England, which we've all seen, is they're putting up tents and they're saying, Jesus is in the Quran. Read the Quran. So they're doing these Christian-like tents like Charlie Kirk did on the school campuses. They're doing it there in England to get people to come read the Quran. And we know that they stop people praying outside abortion clinics. They stop people praying in their homes. You can get arrested. Yes. If
in your
you
home
get
in
reported
England.
By any Muslim person or any person for praying in your own house, they will arrest you.
But they've
you.
Got their call to prayer five times a day, 5 o'clock yes. in the morning. Boo, boo, and boo, I think boo, it's boo, Dearborn, and there's no noise. This lady, I think
there's
talk
in
about
Dearborn,
it.
Michigan, too, is where they've actually said that they can play their call to prayer as much as they want and
about.
As loud as they want. But as a church, if you play your Christian music outside of your church and invite people, you get a sound. A fine for playing music.
Wait till I get to Glenn. I've got a clip of Glenn talking about Glenn Beck, one of my favorite people. Sorry, you guys. Do you know how many times Glenn Beck has literally?
I don't know how this isn't being black.
When he was speaking, spoke in the same using the same kind of words of things my dad's prophesied, and it was like he was reporting on fulfilled prophecy without even knowing. Glenn Beck doesn't know my dad, he doesn't know anything. There's something very prophetic in Glenn Beck, and I know everybody's like, oh, he's a Mormon, he's a Mormon. He's a Mormon because he married a Mormon. Just listen to me. There's something special in Glenn Beck. If I can ever have a chance to meet him and talk to him, I will take that chance. But listen.
Blasted everywhere between creators and the news, but everyone needs to share this. Opening up the southern border and allowing it to go unchecked for years and millions of people coming in that weren't vetted had to be the biggest act of treason in American history. And I'm about to tell you why. Because Al-Qaeda is in this country right now. The National Counterterrorism Center just put out a memo about this to all law enforcement. Over 1,000 highly trained operatives from Al-Qaeda have gotten into this country via the southern border. They have come from training camps all throughout the Middle East, and they are confirmed to be planning a massive multi-city attack. They are also uniformed to be disguised as law enforcement, first responders, and medical employees. These individuals want to obliterate Western civilization, and they can do it because we cannot find them because of our previous open border. We have no idea who they are, but it is confirmed that they are here and planning these attacks. So if you are someone that lives in a major city or work around a major hub, you need to stay off your phone in public, be vigilant, especially around hospitals, police cars, etc. You need to be aware of your surroundings, make sure that your law enforcement is up to date on this information, and be aware of any confirmed or theorized sleeper cells. This is a very, very, very real threat. None of this has been exaggerated. And be aware that the goal of these attacks is mass casualty. Again, I do not say this lightly. I have no idea why nowhere is covering it on the news or on social media. It's literally nowhere. Maybe it's because they don't want to scare people, send people into a panic and shut down the country. But the public deserves to know this information. Again, this is coming from our highest level of intelligence. It has been confirmed. And there's really not much that we can do considering we cannot track these people. Terrorists, please be cautious.
Be cautious. I would say that. It doesn't mean be fearful. You don't want to be driven by fear. But at the same time, you need to be wise. If you have a relationship with God and you pray and you commune with him, communicate with him in however you do it, ask him to protect you. And pay attention when your spirit or your gut says, maybe I won't go to that thing. Maybe I won't take that trip. Maybe I won't go to that gathering in the public somewhere. When those things happen, pay attention to them. Because this is a spiritual war. Someone said Daniel to me, very, very good. Sounds like Daniel, Regal Reggie. Sounds like Daniel to me when he opened the window to pray. I don't want to frighten people, but this is the reality of the situation. And as time is going on, this battle is intensifying. We are the warriors of the new millennium. It was prophesied that we would overcome this. How we do that, we don't know all the details. We prophesy in part. We see through a glass darkly. So what we do have, let's pay attention to. Lou, I think let's play video 8, Spirit of Nimrod. You find it? Spirit of Nimrod, video 8. There you go.
Now they are foes. ISIS. ISIS is not an Islamic state. It is a god that was worshipped centuries and millennia ago, starting with Nimrod. That same spirit has rested upon the East, Middle East, and is knocking at your door. But you have acknowledged me as the Lord God of your nation.
Okay, now do video 7.
I spoke about hypnotic November. And I said, Lord, the word hypnosis does not sit well with me. And God said, this is different. There shall be a lulling. You know, hypnosis puts you to sleep. God said, this that is going to happen is going to be mesmerizing during November and December, where I will expose one after the other. And people in this nation shall look and say, we have to call upon the name of the Lord. Because Islam has not only come from the outside, but from the inside. Yes. Therefore, watch. I listen to the prayers of the forefathers and the present fathers to bring what I promised to this nation. Would your greatest enemy stand on the Capitol, at the Capitol, and declare, away with you, dove, away with you, spirit, away with you, Yeshua. No, it shall not be, but you shall be afraid as you hear these things, but also mesmerized as I place many into a sleep, that I may draw out of them the beauty of the bride. This watch and see, says the Lord.
Okay, now do video 6.
So what is the foreboding sound? It is the sound of the enemies of America living in America. Those are your greatest enemies, who call themselves citizens, but they are enemies of the cross and enemies of the nation, and they shall be dealt with. You want judgment, says the Lord? Watch. Watch the atheists. Watch. You want judgment? Then watch those that have risen up against me and said, perhaps we shall embrace Baalah. Perhaps we shall embrace that religion. Maybe we shall embrace Sharia law. Ha! I laugh at you, because the spirit of Elijah is in this nation, and Jezebel shall not stand, says the Lord.
All right, Luna, go back to my X page.
Minneapolis, St. Paul, home now to the largest Somali Muslim population in America, over 90,000 strong. Prayer rooms in public schools. Let me say that again. Prayer rooms in public schools. God forbid you put a chapel in a public school, but you can put a
in
damn
a Christian
prayer
country.
Room for the Muslims in the public schools, and nobody says anything? You want to talk about hate? You want to talk about bias? That would be a sign of it.
Yes.
Meanwhile, the call to prayer 5 times a day in neighborhoods. Churches are closing. Can't ring the church bells, but you got the call of prayer. This is not integration. This is replacement. One subsidized apartment at a time. That's what's happening here. Then you go to Dearborn, Michigan. 110,000 people, more than half of them are Middle Eastern descent. Vast majority of them Muslim. The largest mosque in North America. The city council dominated by Muslim officials. They just named a street after a terrorist.
And then you saw what the mayor said to the Michigan man who protested that. Told him to get out. Told him to leave his own. You guys. So Donald Trump says Minnesota under Governor Waltz is a hub of fraudulent money laundering activity. I am, as President of the United States, hereby terminating, effective immediately, the temporary protective status for Somalis in Minnesota. Somali gangs are terrorizing the people of that great state, and billions of dollars are missing. Send them back to where they came from. It's over. And this has got nothing to do with rejecting people for the color of their skin or even for their religion, but because they're coming here trying to take over. They're coming here trying to say, no, Christians, you can't pray in your school, in your Christian country, but we can have a prayer room. I think I got too mad. I dropped my pen. It's ridiculous. And if you can't see it because you're too scared of getting called racist, none of this has anything to do with race. Nothing. Nothing to do with race. Because you know why? Because we're kind-hearted and good people and we don't want to be racist. So when they say that to us, we try to say, no, 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 let me help. No, no, that's not. Just let them call you whatever name they want to call you. Because you know what? Sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me. And that is what I'm sticking to. So you call me whatever name you want. You can call me all those things. I know I'm not those things. You watching me right now, you know you're not those things. They're using it as an excuse so they can take over our country. And they want to make Sharia law. Yes, it's manipulation. You're being manipulated en masse. And they have infiltrated this country from within. They have taken positions of power. They are taking over. And it doesn't mean I get very mad because I remember separation of church and state and public school. We're not going to pray in the schools. There's no more Bibles. There's no more. And they slowly took all that away. And now, and that was because of the atheists. And now the Muslims come in and they're like, oh, well, if you question us at all, you're just a racist. No, I'm not. I am not. I will not bend to you. I will not be manipulated by you, and neither will anybody else. This is a Christian country. And you don't have to be a Christian to be here, but you have to respect that. If you don't want to be a Christian, the whole thing about Christianity is the choice. In Islam, if you don't convert, they're killing you. Or they're, what was the word? We saw it in the video earlier. What's it called? Well, you're a lower citizen. I've forgotten the name of the word. Here's more, Minneapolis.
Millions of dollars in tax.
Tim Waltz's. They were trying to make him vice president of this country.
Fair money out of the country. Lou Ragus has a look at the brand new charges today.
The 74th person to be charged in the $300 million Feeding Our Future meal fraud case, Ahmed Najee Sheikh, is the brother of one of the most notorious defendants, Abdiaziz Farah, who was recently sentenced to 28 years in prison. Farah was convicted with a group of others of stealing $50 million of taxpayer money. Now his brother Sheikh is accused of helping him launder that money.
Now, in any normal country, this would cause a major backlash from the native population. But liberals actually want this. This is the greatest form of social justice. And anyone else who dares to speak out against programs getting robbed that are meant to feed hungry children are silenced and called bigots and racist and intolerant. And when you understand the entire game plan, it starts to make sense. Did you guys know that 25% of Somalia's GDP comes from remittance, money being sent from the United States to Somalia? So the strategy is to steal money from the American taxpayer, give Somali residents free housing, free food, free school, free healthcare, give them such a comfortable lifestyle that they can afford to have four or five children, while the native-born population struggles to have one, two if they're lucky. And then as their population outgrows the native population, they have more political power. And then they can enact legislation that exclusively benefits Somali people. And the money that's not exclusively for them, they can just steal it through fraud. And the more money they get, the more they send back to Somalia, because that is their goal. You heard the guy say it at the Ilhan Omar rally. But speaking of Ilhan Omar, someone who openly hates America and declares her allegiance for a foreign country, here she is going to a church and berating a bunch of white people for liking Charlie Kirk, a man who stood up for America instead of Somalia.
She says a bad word in a church. She says the S word. And they allowed that in this church. See, I think about Dad, the last time he ever prophesied, He spoke about the church, and he said, there are those who have built their house on the sand and those who've built their house on the rock. And when the storms come, those who built their house on the rock will stand, but not the others. And so when you see these churches doing this stuff, that's what he was referring to in that prophecy. Just unbelievable. You can go back there, Lou. I'm not done. Okay, that's more on the fraud. Okay, here is the mayor speaking in Somalian. Money for bacon. Thank you, Karen. We love bacon.
Before you play that,
yeah.
Somebody had commented about when your dad prophesied they'll be put into sleep. Will they die? No.
No, but you know, no. I don't think it's dying, but I don't quite understand that.
Yeah, I think
I have to be honest. I don't quite understand.
I think it might be a spiritual thing.
I think so. Because he'll place his people into a sleep. So yeah. I don't think he's killing any. That's actually God doing that. So God, from what I get out of that, is God is intervening because we're not going to be able to take care of this on our own.
Yeah.
Without God, this country is lost. Islam takes over the whole world. That's the reality. If you don't convert, you die.
Mm-hmm.
That is the reality. So that God intervening in some way. I don't understand the lulling of that prophecy, but it's a good point.
Somali Hanulato! Somali Hanulato! Somali Hanulato!
Mayor speaking in Somalian.
Somalia.
Now, I don't have any problem with Somalian people either. At all. Not at all. But I have a problem with this. I have a problem with them taking over. I have a problem with them having their Somalian gang warfare in Minneapolis. What is going on? That's crazy. Oh, I can't. I've got more of her than I can handle. This guy, I'm not going to play this right now, but this guy is upset because the age of consent is 18 here. And I mean, he is weeping over it. That is a terrible thing to him. You should be able to marry a 10-year-old. What? Not compatible with the West. Just like that British girl said, radical Sharia law mosques are being built everywhere in Texas. Here we go. Here's Texas. We lived in Texas. See, they don't have any problem supporting one another financially, building laws, moving, working together. They're good at that. So we need strong, throwing stones at one another as Christians. Because that's the distraction. You heard my dad earlier, that prophecy where he said, knocking at your door, and you're too busy flying your helicopter over Tony Lamb's house. Wake up! It doesn't matter what Tony Lamb has. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what these people have or don't have. If there's God is going to deal with them. But if you spend all of your time and energy going after other Christians, there's not going to be any more Christians because the Muslims are going to come in and take over and we're too busy fighting with one another. I'm a better Christian than you. How dare you have a nice house? Stop, stop, stop. That is the message I have for you today. As Christians, focus, okay? There are bad people doing bad things. There's people who call themselves Christians. Stop. Because the reality of the situation is, while we've been doing that, and listen, Trey Smith has come on the show and told us how the FBI worked with people who hate Christians, who do nothing but want to take them down, and they sit and they watch Christian television all day long to cut clips, to make them look bad, so that they can spread it out to the other Christians so they don't support one another. Don't you see it's part of the enemy's plan? That is how they're beating us. So stop. Forgive one another. If there are church leaders that are doing the wrong thing, handle it in the biblical way. But these people that are journalists, that all they do, they're supposedly Christian journalists, and that's all they do is fly their helicopters over people's houses. Oh, look how nice their house is. Stop. Because the Muslims have taken over your country. They are taking it over. Now I'm sweating. Sorry, but it's the truth. It makes me so mad. I'm looking at this and I'm like, do you know how many churches are closing down in Texas? Right now, they're winning. And the only way that they don't win is if God intervenes. Because we've been so busy worrying about all this nonsense. So scared someone's going to call us a name. When we know we're not that thing. I know I'm not racist. I know I'm not prejudiced. I know I'm not bigoted. And if I question you, you can throw that name at me and silence me. It's time for us to wake up. Or we're done. Here's Laura Loomer.
Civil war right now because of the Islamic takeover of the UK. And I think the same exact thing is going to happen here in America. It's not going to be long before we also have a civil war where we're going to have Americans up against all of these Islamic jihadists. It's not going to be long. I'm not advocating for it, but if you keep having Muslims attack American citizens in the streets of America and the GOP is just sitting by doing nothing about it, eventually people are going to take things into their own hands. Play clip number 63. Another Islamic protester punches Jake Lang in the face as he runs away in Dearborn. Again, how much more of this Islamic violence are we going to tolerate? They're infiltrating our institutions. They're infiltrating the government. They're infiltrating the White House. They're attacking Christians and Jews on the streets of America. How much more are Americans going to take before they say enough is enough and they take matters into their own hands?
The thing is, we don't want that. We don't want to have bloodshed in the streets. We don't want to have this. We need God. Here's more. Blocking traffic. But just so you can see, this is happening. I was blown away today. In Nigeria, 300 schoolgirls ages 12 to 17 were kidnapped by Islamist gunmen in Nigeria. They took 300 little girls. Here's more.
Muslim. The mayor candidate of Minneapolis is a Muslim. The mayor of St. Louis Park is a Muslim. You have to wake up or else your country will be Islamized. A Muslim imam, I was listening to him. He lives in Florida, USA. He says,
America will be a Muslim country. Islam will enter every house,
every state, every city, every home, and in every church. And when your enemy speaks like that, believe your enemy. I am rebuking that Muslim imam. I am rebuking the spirit of Islam. And we are declaring that America belongs to Christianity. The UK belongs to the God of the Bible. Australia belongs to the God of the Bible. I am warning Australia, UK, and America, stop mixing with foreign gods. Yes. That was the warning of the prophets in the Old Testament. Stop mixing with the foreign gods.
Florida. So, see, I told you, I barely even have to talk today, although I have probably too much. President Trump announces he will officially have Marco Rubio designate the Muslim Brotherhood a terrorist organization. I can't believe they haven't already done that. Here are illegal protests outside a Manhattan synagogue. Religious Jewish New Yorkers tried to enter for prayer, and they were aggressively blocked by pro-terrorist anarchists. I mean, tree lighting ceremony, North Carolina. People getting shot. I think that happened yesterday. A Christmas tree lighting ceremony in a small town in North Carolina. This is what my dad saw. This is what he was seeing. Oh, this is so good, you guys. So the Trump Mom Donnie meeting. Have a look at this. We're gonna start it over. In a nutshell, that was the Trump Mom Donnie meeting. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. Muslims in Ireland. There are now more Muslims in Ireland than there are traditional Irish speakers.
That's not too hard.
Completely covered in Islamic centers. Oh, so that's all I have for today. But Lou, I wanted to play from the YouTube video. I want you guys to see this before we go today, because this is what my dad ultimately saw. And Lou's going to pull it up for us before we go today. There we go. That's on my YouTube channel, by the way. So subscribe to that YouTube channel. There we go. We just want to hear. Yeah, they're just the beginning.
But Europe will be affected in the same way that Daniel was praying. There was a war in the heavens. Prince of Persia. There was a battle going on, as there is today. A war will take place. It shall be short-lived, because as France destroyed the power of invasion from the Middle East in the 7th century, so shall it rise up and destroy the invading forces from the Beast of the East. In Europe, God says, I will begin in France. All the tribes of the earth shall be affected by the sound. Christian, Jewish, Islam, Buddha, they shall hear Jesus. Jesus shall crush every tribe, every nation, every language from the sound, from this place. It shall never end, and the battle shall be won. That word is Yeshua, 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 Jesus. Jesus.
You can stop it there. I just wanted you to see that, because that is ultimately what my dad saw would happen. And so the warning was there. It's a big deal. It's a big deal because it sort of surrounds my dad's entire life. Why God sent him to America, the things that he prophesied about, and what we are facing today. And so to look through those videos as I was doing this morning, I could see the picture. I could see what he was seeing. I could see why. And in particular, this is a message for the church. And I saw somebody talking about Daystar and stuff. And you know what? I don't even watch Daystar, so I don't even know. And I don't care. The point I'm making here is that we can't be pulled and distracted by those things, because we've spent so much time worrying about who's sinning and who's not sinning. And at the end of the day, God will deal with people when they do the wrong thing. And for me, I just use that as an example because it was fresh in my mind. The point is, we also know, because Trey Smith has actually come on here and confessed to us that he was part of this, is that there's a lot of money and a lot of effort going into making sure that we are distracted by one another's sin. When any of you without any sin, because you can throw that first stone, go ahead and do that right now. But I forgive, and I know many of you do too. And wherever something needs to be dealt with, it needs to be dealt with. But what we need to deal with right now is the bigger problem, which is the giant enemy that has come against us in an unprecedented way. So it's not like we can just send military and they're going to handle. No, this is in our streets, in our schools, on our screens, just as my dad prophesied. Actually, Lou, play video 10, Call to New York. 10 called New York 215, 2015. Yeah.
Lord, I pray today with your people. I call to you, Lord, because you have shown me New York. You've shown me New York. You've shown me, Lord, how the enemy has once again planned something, but this time it is completely different. It is not like 9/11. There is nothing like it. This is the most strange infiltration that shall come upon your screens. It shall come upon you in your movie houses. It shall come upon the places of comfort and pleasure. And they shall infiltrate, and they shall say, we'll even black them out. We will even cause them to be so terrorized because there is darkness in one section and darkness in another section. Long Island and Babylon and New York. All these regions, we will blacken it out. And then we will cause them to hear and understand that we are in charge. You will not do this as you plan, but the Spirit of the Lord says, even as my prophet prays and gathers the people together, and the people pray and make declaration that there is only one God, and that eternal God shall destroy the power and the plans of mere mortal man. This day, Lord, I call to you, bring down the forces and the region of New York, and as we go there, we stand there, declare the will of the Lord, and expose the very forces of hell. I pray today for this nation, and I call to you to bring your life and your breath upon us in the name of Yeshua. I thank you for doing it. And so, Lord, as you have even started this broadcast, revealing to me the subtlety of the attack that is planned, this is their prize. This is their prize possession. Give us New York again, they say. So, Lord, I go as a prophet to preserve and to pray and to call upon your name, that you may be glorified in the universities and the colleges. You may once again be spoken of tenderly, that Jesus, your name, may be spoken of beautifully. And I thank you and praise you for doing that today. We honor you and we bow before the Lord God, Yeshua, today. The Spirit of the Lord says, do you think that they can remove joy from my people in my nation? The joy shall arise, and there will be dancing in the streets of New York because of a greater celebration, the celebration of Christ and His power and His might. No joy shall be lost, says the Spirit of the Lord. Light shall shine.
Well, that's hopeful. That's a nice hopeful end. We can end it on that today. It's very important to me to share that with you today, because I'm seeing it everywhere, and I hear the echo of my dad, of his voice prophesying these things as I'm watching them happen. And it's really important that we come together and are aware, at the very least, that we are aware of what is coming against us. And it's got nothing to do with any particular country or anybody's race or anybody's gender or anything like that. We recognize the principalities and powers, and we recognize that the spirit that is driving this is very, very ancient. My dad named it Baal Allah. It's very ancient, and it is driving these people. And if anything, I have extreme compassion for those who are bound by the deception and the lie that is Islam. The way that women have to live, the way that men live, they're completely controlled. And if you look at the globalists and you look at the communists, that's the same. Ultimately, that's all what they all want, completely control. Why? Because they want to be God. So they say there is no God, like the communists, that's what they'll say. No God, they're God. And what you see is a reflection of that in the United States of America today. You see everything we just looked at today, all these places being taken over, and then we look at Iran and what happened in Iran. The liberal progressives were fooled. And as soon as the Ayatollah gripped power, he killed them. 30,000 people were killed because they'd used them. But also in communism, the reliance on government. If you listen to Mom Donnie, the government's going to do this for you. The government's going to do that for you. They're going to feed you and they're going to house you and provide you with medical care, and it's all going to be great. But unfortunately, without God, that is not how it goes. And so we just have to pray for one another. Forgive one another. Forgive one another. And I'm saying that Christians to Christians. Forgive one another. Because the way things are going, how did we end up here? There's something that we have to look at inside of our own selves and ask, where are we? What is happening? So, I'm done though for the day. I'm done. Today, I just remember my dad. It's not a day to celebrate. I don't know how do you deal with an anniversary of someone passing? It's not like a wedding. It's not like a birthday. It's sad for us, but not for him. So how do we acknowledge such a day? That's sort of where I am with that. But we're done for the day. I hear Lou. He's approaching. He's running. Oh, my goodness.
Well, you asked the question. And our family, with my grandparents passing, we say, happy heavenly day.
Happy heavenly day.
Yeah. Instead of happy birthday, happy heavenly day.
Because well, I'm sure he's having a great time.
They're having a great, all of them.
My dad's up there with your grandparents.
Your grandmother.
Charlotte Cronk, who we were just in Denver. They're all having a wonderful time up there watching us suffer through all this. You know, but they ran their race.
They ran their race.
And they earned. They earned it.
And they finished it.
My gag is there too, my grandmother. They ran their race and they earned it. Yes, they did. You're a poet. Didn't even know it. Okay, everybody, we're done for the day. I just want to say happy Thanksgiving to everybody. I hope you have a wonderful time with your families. And if you are not with family, find a way to have fun anyway. You know, if it's difficult, like maybe your family is tense or maybe you don't have anyone, just eat something good and just have a good Thanksgiving no matter what. Just be grateful that you're alive. That you're wherever you are, that things aren't worse. Because however bad they are, they could be worse. Try to look at it that way and be thankful. And when you're with your families, just hug and love on them and don't argue with them over politics. It's best just, you know, when things are getting tense and you know you're not going to win an argument, just let it go. Forgive, forgive, forgive. Because we have to remember to actually be Christians too. And trust me, I'm speaking to myself now as much as to you guys. I'm saying it to me as well. And so we're in this together. But yes, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. And I do love you all. And I thank you so much for supporting us and for coming back here every week and doing this with me. It is a very weird and different thing that we have going on here. It's not just normal church. It's not normal anything. But it is fun. And I, you know, I never imagined I would be doing this, but I do enjoy it. It is very fulfilling and I feel very honored. I didn't expect it to be me, but I feel very honored to be able to bring these prophecies to you and give you some hope and show you that there is a way out of this. It seems so overwhelming, but we're going to be okay. And so I just want to say that to you. And again, have a great Thanksgiving and I will be back next week. And on this day next week, it's going to be my birthday that I'm doing the show. So a lot of anniversaries happening. And I will be 46 in 1 week. So I've got only a week left to be 45. I'm going to enjoy that week. Because every year. Oh my gosh. Okay, everybody. Don't miss anything going on at the House of Destiny Network this week. Prophetic Rewind tomorrow is going to be great. If you didn't see last week's, watch last week's too. Just feed yourself. You know, you're going to be there Thanksgiving week. I'm sure a lot of you are going to be hanging around. Just go to the House of Destiny. Go to our YouTube channel, our Rumble, our X. Just go straight to our network, at our website, on our app, wherever you watch. And just go and look. We've got stuff for you. And it's going to be good. We're going to have a good Thanksgiving this week, and God is moving. And whatever the enemy has planned, and however overwhelming and frightening it is, God is so much better, so much stronger, and he is going to take care of us. And so we got to take care of each other too. All right, everybody. No one deserves hell. I agree. You got to make sure nobody ends up there. Okay, everybody. I will be back next week. Don't miss analysis on Wednesday. Really, really good analysis we have for you. Israel updates on Friday. Real life, real faith on Tuesday. Charlie Jordan's on Thursdays, I think. He's on Thursday. Fall on Saturday, and I'll be back Sunday and lose back.
Analysis will be released early this week because of Thanksgiving. Yeah. So it will be available on Tuesday.
Yes. We're doing analysis on Tuesday this week. I forgot. So Tuesday this week for analysis with me and Christy. And I think that's everything. Okay. All right, everybody. Love you all. And I will see you this time right here next week. We have Andrew Sorcini from Beverly Hills Precious Metals with us today. Someone has a 401k. Can they take some of that and purchase gold as an investment for their future?
They can, and it's a great way to do it, because if you have an IRA, a government TSP account, a 401k from a company that you used to work at but don't work at anymore, or you still work at the company and you're over 59 and a half, these can be rolled over into a precious metals IRA. And if you were to speak to your financial advisor about it, they'll tell you, oh, this is a taxable event. They'll tell you things like gold and silver are volatile. But really, the thing is, they don't want you to get into precious metals because it doesn't benefit them monetarily. I'm here to tell you that your accounts can be rolled into a precious metals IRA without it being a taxable event. You would own real gold and silver that is stored in a third-party depository that's insured in a lockbox with your name on it.
So if someone goes to bh-pm.com, is that correct website? Okay, and that's gonna be on the bottom of the screen. If they go there today, what do they need to
do? Okay, so there's an online form there, and the form, almost every page on the website has the online form. So you just fill in your first name, last name, email address, telephone number, say that that Kim Clement sent you, or the House of Destiny, we'll know what you mean. And in the notes section, be as detailed as you can. Sometimes people put things in there like, I'm a complete novice, I really don't understand precious metals. I've been wanting to understand, I want to invest, but really I need more information first. Then put that in there. If you're someone that's been investing in gold and silver for years and really don't need a consultation, you just want to check prices, then put that in there.
Everybody watching, if you are interested in precious metals, this is where you want to go. Thanks again.
Thank you. Andrew.